And that would come up here near here would be great. If some of you can come up here, those that can. Amen. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, we are blessed to be here this morning. We give God praise and we magnify him. Hallelujah. So, I was going to wait until the end of service. But I think Mother Brenda had a talk with a couple of angels, and they decided that she would go home. And so on Friday, Mother Brenda went to be with the Lord, and I said she cheated. I said she wasn't supposed to go before us. She was supposed to wait around like the rest of us. And I said, when I get there, I'm going to have a couple things to say to the old girl. Amen. Because I don't think it's fair that she gets to know all of God's secrets. She gets to see the apostles. She gets to meet God. She gets to see everybody I want to see. And she cheated us. But I'm glad that there's no more suffering. There's no more nothing. She's good. And I told my kids, I said, we'll be seeing her real soon. I said, she's way better. My wife told me she's way better off than we are. Amen. So, Mother Brenda, I know you're not listening because I wouldn't be. I'm like, I'll talk to them when they get here. But if any of you angels can send a message to Mother Brenda, you tell her we got some talking to do. Amen. Amen. So I was going to wait until the end of a prayer service to do it, and I was hoping I'd forget, but I thought I would go ahead and get it out, get it in the way. Amen. Yeah. Amen. So we are thanking God. I need you to keep us lifted up because the work has to go on. She would not want us doing nothing because she was busy working, and to just stop would not be what she wanted. And it is certainly not what God wants. And it is certainly not what the body needs. And so our duty is to keep pushing until the job is finished. We don't quit, we finish. Amen? Amen. This is not a period, it is a comma.
Amen.
Page 2. Amen. Next step. Amen? Amen. Amen. So I'm going to miss my old friend. Amen. 4 minutes. Amen. Just 4 minutes. Amen. I'm telling you this. If you don't know God, you need to know him. If you don't have your personal relationship with God, you need it. Because the enemy is banking. The enemy knows that God cannot lie. The enemy knows exactly what's about to happen. That's why they're preparing. That's why they're set up. If you can't see how the world is preparing for the new world order, if you can't see how the world is preparing for the chip, if you can't see how the world is preparing for a one world religion, it's because you don't want to see. If you don't get it now, it's because you don't want to get it. But God has given us an opportunity to actually have our eyes open and to see what's really going on and to encourage you to get it together. You don't have to be perfect. You just got to be in the boat. Amen. You got to be in the boat. You got to be in the boat. If you're not in the boat, you're not saved. It's that simple. There's only one boat. And if you're not in it, you're not saved. It's that simple. He never told you to be perfect. He knew what he made. He knew you weren't going to be perfect. And so he gave us a way out. And if you don't accept while you can, oh my God, you got to accept it. I don't know. We've been doing this for 16 years, and some of you still don't have it. I don't know what else it's going to take to get you to see that. Just open your eyes. I dare you to look at the news for 20 minutes. I dare you. Read a paper. Go online. You'll see this stuff is real. All this stuff is real. All this stuff is real. You hear me? All this stuff is real. And you need to make sure that you are not going to be caught up in it, because the church is leaving. The church is leaving. There's only one boat, and it's leaving once. And passengers are boarding now. And if you wait until the door closes, that's all on you. You can't blame God. I didn't know. If you can hear me now, you knew. If you know what I'm saying now, you know. So you can't go to God and say, oh, Lord, nobody told me. No, he's not going to buy that, because he know you know. If I can help anybody today, if you don't know him, jump. Dive into relationship with him now. If you know him, but you know you are lukewarm, dive back into relationship with him now. If you're unsure, contact us. We'll help you understand. Go back and listen to some of these YouTubes and listen. I'm telling you, I don't know how long this is going to last. When the other date that we were looking at projecting didn't happen, the Spirit immediately told me, he said, but this is not the end. He told me, Ryan, this is not over. Which means, even though that wasn't the date, that don't mean he ain't coming. And some people just waiting, well, I ate the day. Well, forget about the day. You still got a meeting. If he wasn't coming back for 100 trillion years, you ain't going to live that long. Amen. Even if you don't go in the rapture, you still going. Sooner or later, you still going. And you still need to know this same God. You still need to have a personal relationship with this very same God. So whether it's about the relation, whether it's about the rapture, or whether it's about moving on, you still got to know him. And so I'm urging you. I don't want to say I'm begging you. I don't want to say that. Please get it together. Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. You're going to get one shot at it. It's going to be in the in the twinkling of an eye. He didn't say it was going to take as long as a twinkling. He said somewhere within the twinkling of an eye, it's going to be over. Do you understand how short that is? That's quicker than a blink. That's longer than a breath. Your mind won't have time to register what happened. Can I share with you what a vision he gave me some years ago? I'm going to share with you a vision that the Lord gave me, and then we're going to pray. Do we have very many people to pray with for today?
No.
Okay. I'm going to share with you real quick what the vision the Lord showed me. It was about 5 or 6 years ago. Maybe I told you, but I don't know if you remember. Well, you remember everything. And all of a sudden, I was in this outdoor stadium, and it was a big stage, like a forum or something. Big stage, and I was on the stage, and I was in prayer, and I was praying, and I was preaching like this, and I was going, and I was going, and I was going, just like I do. I was just going at it. And I looked into the audience, and it had hundreds of chairs, and I just saw a handful of people, and they were sitting in a group. And I was talking, I was praying, I'm like, please, kind of like what I'm doing now. And all of a sudden, I was in the spirit behind them. And I was, the image of me was still on the stage, but I was gone. And it happened so fast, their mind didn't realize that they weren't looking at me anymore. Do y'all get that? My image up there preaching and ministering to them was still there when I was in the spirit behind them, watching them watch me. It was that fast. You're not going to have time to get it right. It's going to be do or die. I'm urging you. I am so urging you. Don't wait and say, oh, I wish I had a. That means nothing. Because then you have to go through the tribulation. And a lot of people think that they're bad. You ain't going to make it. through the tribulation. If you can't make it now when you've got the Holy Spirit with you, you ain't gonna make it if the Holy Spirit is when the Holy Spirit's not here and the church is gone. You ain't gonna make it. I had another vision once. I told Pastor Sandy, we were raptured and people were coming to the church. But the church, they had the city had padlocked the church. So people couldn't get in. They had put padlocks on the doors and people couldn't get in the church. But people were coming to the church. They remembered what we taught. They remembered the prayers. There was somebody came this morning while I was setting up, old member for prayer. They're going to be coming to this church wondering if we're gone. It's too late. Time enough. What's that other message you like to preach? And too late. The enemy tell you got plenty of time. Don't worry about it. You're young. You got all this. You got all that. You're young. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. And then one day, he said, oh, by the way, it's too late. I didn't tell you that part. I was waiting till later. It's too late. We ain't going to do that. Here's the message I have, something I have for the Abigail, can I see that cup, that thing I gave you? I just want to show them that. Okay, moving ahead, if I may. Moving ahead. For new Christians, new believers, thank you. I just want to show them, baby. For new believers, new Christians, you don't really know. I mean, one of the things about we accept anybody wanting to be in Christ, we're like, yes, come on, and we'll pray you in, and we'll hug you, and we'll anoint you, and we'll preach the gospel to you, and give you, you know, but we forgot to tell you, oh, by the way, there are some things you might need to know as a believer. That somebody that's never really met God. I mean, you've heard of him, but this is the first day you actually ever met him. You need to understand how the Trinity operates. You need to understand who God is. You need to understand that. And this is just basic information for brand new believers. Now, you got people that have been in church for years that don't know some of this. Y'all might need one too. But for brand new believers especially, I'm a deacon. Yeah, I saw you. You can call me. I got something for you. Brand new believers, people that don't, I want you to have this. You contact us and just say Bible 101. That's all you got to say. We'll email it to you. I'll send you a hard copy. It does not cost you $29.95, $19.95, $9.95, or even $95. We just want you to have it.
Amen.
I want to give it to anybody. It doesn't matter where you are on the planet. If you get mail, we'll send it. Amen. I just want you to have it. Because it's important. The Bible says, my people err for what? The lack of knowledge. Here's a little knowledge to get you going. Amen. I want everybody that hears about this to have one. This is basic knowledge about who Christ is, about the Trinity. It's basic information about God. Pastor Sandy preached on this not too long ago, and I was trying to figure out how in the world am I going to get that on a piece of paper. And that we got it. It's information about basic information about how to live for Christ. That's all. And we'll send it to you in a PDF or a hard copy. It doesn't matter. I need you to have this. Amen. There you go, Abigail. All right. Now, hold on, baby. Hold on. Amen. 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 So, I told you we were not here. Oh, bless the Lord. We were not here last Wednesday and Thursday because of the holidays and things, and so we didn't have service. And I pray to God we're not here. That's my greatest prayer. But if we are here, it'll be the same way for Christmas. My prayer is that, you know, we'll be celebrating up yonder, but if we're still stuck here, it'll probably be the same way Christmas. I'll let you know if the pastor's going to let me know, okay? But for those of you that in the chat room and all that, and it was a gang of names. I think today I have 3 pages. Who reads pretty good right quick? Come on up here. Read their handles. That's Topper, and that's Dibbling, and that's, just read those names up.
Tupper.
Renew.
Renew Tupper, and read the.
Not the prayer, just the name.
Rachel Dung. Child of God.
Yes.
Nadia Sajad.
Mm-hmm.
This one doesn't have a name.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. His return is near 777.
His return is near 777. Addiction counter for Christ.
Amen.
MD prayer for Brother Caleb.
Uh-huh.
Robert Violet.
Yes.
OCR.
Uh-huh.
Keith needs prayer and advice.
Mm-hmm.
Arant Quintana.
Pretty Elijah good with that. I wish my tongue rolled around like that.
Lorraine Brown. Troy Tompkins, Ulrika Berthel, Princek Cake, Lisa Roma, Glory Fire Garden of God, Shekinah, Vintage Fiasco, Commanded Harvest Ministries, and All Life.
Amen. Thank you, baby. We were in prayer for these people, for those soldiers. We're not leaving you hanging. Even though you don't see us, you know, a couple days a week, we're praying for somebody is praying for somebody every day. Am I right? There are a team of people that are praying. There are groups of people that are praying. Somebody's praying for you all the time. Don't let us do all the praying. I remember that brother. He's a physical therapist, and he brought our two. Brent. Yes, Brent. Yes. Thank you. Names I'm lost, but situations and what you do for a living, I got that. That's weird. I don't know. I just weird. Amen. But I don't remember what I was saying after that. Jack, what was I saying? You don't know either. Okay. Amen. So anyway, we're praying. So don't think we're not praying. I think it was something about that, right? Yeah. Amen. Good morning, Pastor Drea. Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad I didn't call you? Amen. So who are we praying for now, man?
This one actually just came on the live chat.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer is asking for prayer for her 18-month-old grandson. He poured boiling soup on his chest. He's in the hospital.
Oh.
He has, I guess, a 9th-degree burn. Oh,
my goodness gracious.
36% of his body.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. What's the baby's name? She didn't give the baby's name. Oh, God. I ask God, don't go anywhere because I want to make sure I pray for the baby now. Ask God, I said, how big is this thing that we're doing? I said, Lord, how this prayer that we're doing, that we're praying online, that we're praying for people around the world, that we're praying for people right here. I said, Lord, how big is this thing? Because, you know, you said, you told us to do this, so we're doing this. But how big is this thing? I don't think we're actually ever going to know how big this is until we get there.
Yeah, amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, hold this for me. Allah, oh, she said, anoint my hands. Did I wash them yet? Okay. Oh, my God. 18 years and 36% of his. He's 18 months. Okay, forget about the blame game. Forget about that. That's not important now. What's important is that baby. He chaos. Father, you love children. You love babies. I believe there is a special place in you for children. Because you said, Lord, except we come to you as children, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. Father, this baby, oh my God, this baby, 18 months. And I heal that baby.
Yes.
Heal that child. Yes. Heal the parents. Heal the grandparents. Heal that environment. Heal that situation. Heal that baby. Yes. Father, as loved ones to that child, we are praying that you would heal that child in the name of Jesus. You said, ask and it shall be given. You said, seek and ye shall find. You told us to knock and the door will be opened. We're asking on behalf of the child that cannot ask. We're asking on behalf of the child that has no idea what happened to them. We're asking that you would ease the pain, that you would remove any presence of the enemy, that you would stop the infection and clear up the bacteria, that you would heal the skin, and that you would give them relief from the pain. And for those parents, grandparents, and cousins and aunts that are praying for this child, give them peace in their mind and in their heart. Deliver that child. Every child, Father, that has experienced trauma, every child right now that's going through trauma, that's fighting for their lives, that are dealing with things that had absolutely nothing to do with them, but they found themselves caught up in something they didn't cause. Heal those babies. Heal those children. Heal those families. Let your perfect will be done. Add that baby to the prayer list. I need the prayer team to do 3 days for that child. Let your perfection be made known. Let that baby be a testimony of your grace, your favors, and your mercies. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Asia. Hallelujah. 18 months.
This is one person, but it's quite a long prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
It's Petra. It's praying for her sister.
I remember Petra. She's from Switzerland.
She's praying for her sister, Maria,
mm-hmm.
for her sister's husband who has prostate cancer.
Okay.
For her sister, Annika.
Okay, hold on. We'll start with the first sister.
They're kind of all the same situation.
They're kind of all the same. I want to put Sam's brother in that prayer. Mm-hmm. How's my little buddy doing?
He's doing good.
You didn't have to take him to the hospital?
No.
I was praying. I didn't forget. I didn't stop. Okay. I'm sorry, Nikki. You said they're all dealing with the same thing.
Well, the two sisters, one is in a ministry that is once saved, always saved.
Oh, boy.
And the other one is coming to the realization that that's not right.
Thank God.
But they both have daughters, and I guess the daughters are part of those ministries as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wants prayer for the sisters as well as their daughters.
Yes.
One of the sisters' husband has prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The other sister's daughter says she doesn't care if she goes to hell.
Oh, that's because she don't know.
Mm-hmm. Her mother, Anita, needs salvation. And her uncle, Cax, is in Scientology and needs salvation.
Oh, yeah, he does. Scientology. Oh. Okay. That's a lot going on. And that's just from our one...
Petra.
And Petra, she loves this house.
Amen.
She lives in Switzerland. She's been a member for a long time. Amen. And she loves this house. Amen. That's a lot. And we don't know if she's the only one praying.
Amen.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? We don't know. I mean, just listen to what the family's going through. We don't know if she's bearing this load by herself.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Bikusarino. Petra, we're going to be praying with you, and it's not going to stop. We're going to add that family into that 3-day prayer. Mm-hmm. Father, first of all, we want to thank you for hearing us, because from my point of view, you don't have to listen. I mean, just from my way of thinking as humanity, I got other things to do. I'll get with you later, leave a message. But he stops what he's doing. He's carved out time for man so that he could pay attention to man. Do you know that God was doing stuff before he did this? That God had stuff going on before he did this? He cut out time in his schedule to create a world for 6 days. He gave us 6 days. He created time and he carved it out for us. So for 6 days, since the time man's created, he's dealing with man. And in this time, after Christ died, he's dealing directly with us personally, one-on-one. We don't have to go to Moses to talk to God, go to Aaron to talk to God. We ain't never went to no Pope to talk to God. Now we can talk to God ourselves. We're in the sixth day. That's the end of the work week. Anybody remember these messages that we've been teaching for years? 6 days is the end of a work week. He only gave man 6 days. A day unto the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. The world's been here for 125 billion years. Let me tell you what I heard about this 120 billion thousand years. They could, about, you know, when they do the tree trunks and they see all these different rings and they've given them time frames, somebody decided what the time frames would be. It was not scientifically done. It was not based on anything particular. Someone decided that this ring represented X amount of years, and this ring represented X amount of years. And then they were able to color code the rings and then come up with a dynamic of how they wanted to do it. That's how it got here. So they talk about the world has been around for hundreds of billions of years. That's against scripture. Mm-hmm. And if the Bible don't back it up, it ain't true. Amen. Amen. And so God gave us 6 days. He's listening to us now. If you're in right standing with God. If you're not in right standing, you can fix that right quick by repenting. Amen. Giving your life over to God. Nathan, I didn't get no hug from you or nothing. What's up, homie? Nuh-uh. Huh? I'm not distracted, but I'm just remembering. I'll get back to you. I'm just remembering. Thank you. I'm better now. Now, look, this is, I'm old on me and I can't, I got it going on. Now, God has given us 6 days. I can get back to my subject just because y'all don't know how to multitask. That ain't me. Amen. God has given us 6 days. This is an opportunity for you to get in God. If you wait until the opportunity is over, your life is going to be worse than you could have ever imagined in your whole entire life. And if you never give your life to Christ, you're going to die in your sins and you're going to hell. You're going to be in hell forever. The Bible says hell will be plucked up and cast into a lake of fire. So hell itself is not the end. And then not that. I'm getting back to Petra. Don't worry. I didn't forget. There is a white throne judgment that you are going to have to go to, those of you that are not in Christ and have not repented and wound up in hell. You're going to be in hell when you leave here. You're not going to go to the grave and sleep for 15 years and 30 years, and then you're going to rise up and then go. When you leave, the Bible says, that I can't quote it, but in essence it's saying, when you leave here, you are going before the Lord, or you are going into that spirit realm, and you're going wherever you're assigned to go. Huh?
Appointed unto man to die.
And after that, the judgment. Oh, I remember that one, but there's another one. There was another one, but that's good too. Once appointed unto man to die, and after that, the judgment. You're not coming back as a buzzard. You're not coming back as a leaf tree. You're not coming back as a cigarette butt. None of that stupidity. You leave here, you're gone. That's the way it is, and you're going where you're going, and that's it. I don't care what Jehovah Witnesses this is and the 18 days of Venice and all those people. I don't care the guy at the airport, Herbert Hoover. What's his name at the airport? The Hare Krishnas. What you do? None of that is true. None of it is true. None of it is true. When you leave here, that's it. Honey, you okay? When you leave here, the way you left is what will decide what happens next. If you land in hell, you all right, baby? Amen. If you land in hell, you still have to come out of hell into the white throne judgment to be cast back into hell. Okay? Oh, I get a break. I get out of hell. And it ain't going to be a break because it ain't going to be that long. Because you're already guilty. Mm-hmm. You just need to go. You don't even get to testify. You're nothing. You ain't no judge, no lawyer, nothing. You just gone. And then you go back to hell. And then when all y'all get in hell, then he's going to pluck hell up and cast it into a lake of fire. And that's going to be cast into outer darkness. And you think a one-night stand is worth all that? You think getting high is worth that? And this is something that will be forever. And as long as God is God, it will be. God been God a long time. God's been God a long time. You can't even count how long God's been God, because time wasn't created until he created earth. And then when earth is done, time will be done. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't wait. Petra, I'm going to pray for Petra. First, I'm going to pray for her and for her strength and for bringing these to the prayer. Amen. I want to pray for her. And for all of you, Mikisa, no, Nikki, can you hit me one more time? For all of you that are praying for somebody else, whether it's family, loved ones, thank you. Ryan, can you, Ryan, David, Ruben, can y'all stand here? Mikushum. Little brother, stand right here. Mikisa la mia nosha. I just need you all to reach your hands out to me because I need your strength. Mikisa la mikam. For Petra and for every person that's praying for somebody else, for every person that's lifting up, for every person that's lifting up somebody else, for every person that does not know anybody in their atmosphere to help them carry the burden, for every person that's saying, Lord, I want to help. For every person that's saying, Lord, save their soul, even though they don't, some people don't want prayer. They don't realize they need it. Just like the child that says, well, I don't care if I go to hell or not. That's because they haven't been there yet. That's because they don't know what hell really is. That's because they haven't experienced God's wrath yet. So it's easy to say, I don't care if you don't know. And so I'm going to count that up as foolish talk. Because you don't know. Because if you did know, you'd be in prayer with us. Yes. Amen. For every person that's lifting up somebody else, I ask, Lord, that your presence will enter into their atmosphere, that your power will encourage and move them to new levels of height, that you would strengthen them and that you would help bear their burdens, that they bear other people's burdens, because that's our job. We suffer with you and we celebrate with you. We go through pain like you did and we rejoice with you, oh God. Father, as we travel through this hour of pain, through this moment of pain, lift us up. So that we will also rejoice with you, because we know it's coming. We know that the great day is coming. A day of promise is coming. We know that. And our job is to encourage others to come unto you, to get on the boat, to give their lives to you and back to you, and to serve you and to lift you up. That's our job. It's our commission, not as a church, but as a believer. All of Petra's family, the different religions. Lord, we thank you for the young woman that said, I don't think this is the right way to go. Lord, she's moving in the right direction. Move her into this direction. Keep moving her. Whatever's necessary to move her completely, move her. And to those that won't listen and those that are in Seventh-day Adventists, oh my goodness. Lord, save them before it is everlasting too late. Seventh-day Adventist, Jehovah Witness, Islam, Black Hebrew Israelites, Israelites, and Scientology. Come on, give me some more. Give me some Buddhism, Hinduism, Masons and Eastern Stars, Mormons. Catholic, oh my God, Catholic. Anybody else? Ecosaria, anything that does not have your name on it. Remove them from it. And stir their minds, whatever it takes to move them, move them. The brother that's dealing with cancer, Father, we know you heal cancer. We know you do. We know you are a deliverer of sickness and disease. We know you are. You have done that so many times in just in this house. Father, heal them and deliver them. Those that are lost, Shami, I know it's their choice, Lord. I know it's their choice. But Lord, if you could just shake up the atmosphere so that their choice would be leaning toward you. If you could shake up the atmosphere. Shake up the atmosphere. Shake up the atmosphere. Shake up the atmosphere. Lord, don't give them rest. Don't give them peace. Shake up the atmosphere. Whatever it takes to turn their lives and their minds and their hearts around, do that. God, do that. Because their souls are important. Their salvation is important. Their eternity is important. Whatever it takes to wake up, wake them up.
Yes.
Whatever it takes to draw them closer to you, draw them to you. Whatever we can do to do our part, help us do it. Jesus. We're praying for them all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory. Pastor Nicole, what's the lady's name that we talked about yesterday?
Brenda O'Shield.
Brenda O'Shield. And Pastor Sandy will have it Wednesday because I just got it yesterday. Whew, tired now. What's her name? Brenda O'Shield. Brenda O'Shield, I can't even tell you how beautiful the gift was. Pastor Sandy's going to love it. And thank you. And we read the letter, and you're funny. And amen. Brenda, just bless you. Let me tell you. We have so many people around the world that bless this ministry in so many ways. And when I talk about blessings, don't let your carnal mind run to money. Oh, my goodness. They pray for us. We get emails on a regular, emails and letters and cards. I'm praying for you. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. Do you know that means more than money?
Amen.
If you've got favor, yes, you don't need, yes, any money.
Amen.
I'm a witness. You can have a box full of money and know where to spend it. You can be like Howard Hughes and have all kind of money and ain't got sense enough to spend it. Because, you know, you got nuts, you know, at the end. Amen. And then you can be... and then well, read about it. I read about it. And then you can have all the money you want, but you're not... There's nobody to help you. Favor. You have a pocket full of money and be in a car accident, hanging off a hill, and nobody to help you. You cannot have a dime and have a helicopter flying around with a drop basket to pick you out because you have favor. You understand? We have people that pray for us, which is more important than anything. Now, if your prayers can't reach, don't go past the ceiling, you need us to pray for you first. Okay? If your prayers don't go any higher than your voice, you hold on to yours. Hey, amen. I got another message for you. But for those of you that know, what, Pastor Drea? What? Am I right? I want to tell the truth now. Shame the devil. Tell the truth. Now, listen here. And they pray for us. Core funny. They pray for us. They support us. They encourage us. They allow us. The Lord uses them to help us to support others. It's a family. It's a worldwide family. And so whatever the Lord allows us to do for our family, we do it. Amen. 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 And so I said that for Brenda. Or was it Betty?
It was Brenda.
Okay. Well, you looked at me. I thought I had it wrong. I'm not crazy. I'm nuts, but I'm not crazy.
Christine.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Maybe a little. Don't read it. I just want their name. Open it up.
Susan.
Does it give a last name?
Nope.
Okay, so I'm going to show the envelope. No, I'm going to show the envelope. It's just got our name on it. So, Susan, you recognize this envelope? I got you. I got you, Susan, okay? I'm praying. I got you. Okay? That's all you need to know. Amen. All right, kiss me. Read.
Okay.
I mean, you know, do your thing.
I knew that.
Okay.
Christine is asking for prayer for the nation of South Africa. That's all she said.
For the nation of South Africa.
Yes.
Somebody told me once, they said, recently we got an email or something. They said, you know, when they show Africa on TV, it's like everybody's in huts and no shoes and, you know, big salty lips and stuff like that. I put that last part in. But, and it's, she said, it's not true. It's a real place. It's a high, it's a city. Some places I'm sure you go to, you can't tell, probably better than LA. I mean, it's a, they're not all in mud huts and all that, just, you know. It's a beautiful place. So when people call Africa, it's not that. I didn't do it. Amen. So we want to pray for Africa.
Yes.
Because what they're trying to do to Africa and what they've done to some of the people there is incredible. It's some Hitlers. Just crazy. And so we want to pray. Why are you smiling, Abigail? You look like you got a laugh on your lips. Amen. She's just like Poe Ben. Amen. All right. if I could get someone to just raise your hands while I pray over the nation, Africa.
Thank you.
What's the baby's name that asked?
Dan. No, I'm sorry. That was Christine.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you for the nation. Nation, right?
Yes.
Of Africa. You know what people are trying to rob and steal and destroy, that amazing place. Father, there are people there that know you and that love you and that care for you. And Father, we're asking, my prayers are going up so that your blessings will come down on Africa and the believers and the saints, the church that's holding, that's praying for Africa. And for the people that are there, we have loved ones in this church that live in Africa, that are members of this body. We're praying for Africa. That the enemy will stop raping that country and brutalizing that country and robbing and mistreating that country. It's wrong what they've done. And we're asking, Lord, that you would protect those that call you Lord. That you would watch over those that name you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That you would speak for those that cannot speak for themselves. That you would stand in the gap for those that cannot stand. That you would move on behalf of those that love you and those that would love you if they knew you. We want them to know you. Move in to Africa. Press in. Let your perfect will be done. That we will be what you've called and created us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. There was I don't know if any of you heard on the news, my neighbor told me, it wasn't Honduras, but it wasn't Mexico, but it was Honduras or Guatemala, where they had storms and rain and it just flooded and washed away cities. Do you know, does anyone know what city that was, where that was? But you know what I'm talking about. She said that their whole houses and their families washed under the mud. Houses just gone. They didn't know. Whole cities just washed away. She said there were bulldozers digging up and they were pulling up bodies. She said, not too long happened. I want to pray for them, for those that are surviving, because sometimes surviving, depending on the Lord, can be worse than what they went through. Because, okay, they made it, but what they going to do? They have a place to stay. They have nothing. So much to pray for. So many people to pray for. Mm-hmm. Father, wherever that is, Lord, and you know where that is, we're praying for those people. Even if they don't know you yet, we're still praying for them. Even if they have not met you yet, Father, we're still praying for them. Those surviving the catastrophe, what are they going to do now? Where are they going to eat? Where are they going to live? Where are they going to be? What's their hope, Father? What's their hope? We're praying for them, Lord. I don't even know what to pray. I don't even know words to put out, but I know you know. They've lost families. They lost generations. They lost friends. They've lost everything they own. I don't know how to help them, Father, but you do. I don't know what to do, but you do. And this house, praying for those people, that you will do something for them. Don't leave them hanging. Don't leave them left out. I know there's children among that. Don't leave them hungry. This, Lord, I don't even know. But let your will be done. Because I know you know. I know once the rapture happened, the children will be out of here and they will no longer have to suffer. Those that believe, that have caught up in that, but they are believers. Once you sweep us up, their work is done. So I'm praying, Lord, do something on their behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Shiga.
Dan is struggling with a lot of sin, so he's asking for prayer.
Amen, Dan. Dan, God bless you. First of all, you recognize that you're dealing with sin. Second, you want help. Yes! So Dan, this is what I want you to do. I want you to contact SALT. Amen. You have Greg, Ryan, and Lloyd, Brother Lloyd. I want you to contact SALT. Asia, there is a, you have the SALT information card, right, Asia? You have the SALT information in the folder. I need them to contact SALT. And if you are serious about turning your life around, for allowing God to turn your life around, if you're serious about doing this, you can't. Asia's going to type in the information for Dan.
Yes.
Maybe you can show her what the text looked like, or maybe she, I don't know. And gonna, she got it. You contact them ASAP. You contact them, because the day that you hear the Bible, the Lord said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Whoever you are, and not just Dan, any man, any male, any man, you know you need God. You know you need prayer. You know this is bigger than we thought, Ryan. It's way bigger than what we thought. I didn't know this prayer was going to be this big, but it is. You contact SALT. Women, you contact us. Contact. You can contact Pastor Nicole, Pastor Drea, and they can point you in the right direction.
Amen.
Every person has somebody over here that can pray for you.
Amen.
No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're going through, there's somebody on this end that can pray for you and contact you on that end. Amen? Can I get an amen?
Amen?
And the Lord is sending people all the time. Quality people, awesome people, real people that love God. And if you know you need God, but you don't know where, because I know churches are closing, churches are there. Listen, every church out there ain't rotten. Every church out there is not bad. Every church out there is not trying to rip you off. There are a lot of them are, but not every one. And some of those churches are caught up with not being able to open, not having service, not having prayer, not having access to what we have, blah, blah, blah. A lot of, but there's somebody. If you're listening to us, we can help you until the Lord sends you or moves you somewhere else. Amen.
Amen.
And we won't pick your pocket trying to do it.
Amen.
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 I love to be able to say that. I thank God that we are not a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We tried for years. And no matter, listen, I said, Lord, I told the Lord one day, I said, look, there are a lot of stupid people getting a 501c3. I'm not stupid. How come I can't get one? Because every time I send it in, something's missing. Every time I send it in, something went wrong. Every time I send it in, and the stuff was perfect. I talked to them on the phone like three times, and they gave numbers and told this. Okay, we'll send. And every time the bottom line It was no, incomplete. No, no, no. Finally, we just, Pastor Stan and I said, we just stopped. We did that for like 5 years. And then we found out that if you're under 501c3, they can tell you you have to marry gay people. You have to be okay. You can't, there's certain messages you cannot preach. You have to be okay with this and okay with that. I said, well, we wouldn't have made it no how. And then we found out one of the big churches, one of the ginormous big churches before all this stuff came up, he said something derogatory about the Pope. The IRS got a hold of that brother and they said, listen, you either recant what you said publicly or they're going to charge them for all the taxes that they didn't pay plus interest on the taxes that they didn't pay. Mm-hmm. All the people that he had working in that ministry would have lost their jobs, yep. Lost the church. And so he had to apologize to the Pope because he has a 501c3. I said, Lord, thank you. Amen. They can keep that. Amen. We don't want nothing to do with that. Even if they gave it to us, I shredded. I wouldn't even tell Sandy until after I shredded it. I shredded and said, guess what I shredded yesterday? Amen. You got, and God set it up so wonderfully where we were able to preach the message at the same temple, the same level, the same strength, and he provides our every need.
Amen.
That's God.
Amen.
And what was I praying for?
Dan.
Oh, Lord. So, Dan, you contact Salt, and I guarantee you they got it. I'm going to go 5 more minutes, baby, because I was late starting, okay? I mean, somebody keep saying,
Okay. Valletta, she has like 3 requests.
Okay, Valletta.
Valletta.
Okay.
She's praying for healing for an overactive bladder.
Mm-hmm.
She's praying for her her friend Mark,
mm-hmm.
her sister Maria, and a coworker. They all have cancer.
They all have cancer.
And she's praying for purpose, for God to help reveal her purpose to her.
Yes. Woo! In my spirit, I believe that what this ministry is doing is almost barely at the tip of the beginning. That's what I believe.
Amen.
That's what I believe. I believe that the ministries that the Lord have birth out of here is at the beginning of the need of these people.
Amen.
I really believe that. Amen. I really believe that. I really believe that what we're doing, Abigail, is just, as they used to say back in the day, nobody remembered except Mother Brenda.
Well,
yeah, y'all too young. All y'all. A teenagey bit. Just a teenagey bit. That's a little, y'all remember. That to me is just a teeny weeny. How do you say super poquito?
Poquito.
Who? You said chicken. Say chicken?
No.
I heard chicken.
That's what you wanted to hear.
Oh, because I'm hungry. I haven't eaten in a couple of days. I'm a little hungry. Amen. So, okay. So this is what I want the believers. I believe they must be believers. I'm assuming that they're believers.
Yeah.
Okay, that's blessing number one. This is what I want you to do. Can I? I want them to have a contact person. Yeah. Where's Tria? Yeah. Okay, listen. What's her name?
Valletta.
I want you to email me. Oh, excellent, Mother Sharon. Yes. I want you to send an email to me.
I have your email. I'll give it to Mother Sharon.
Okay. Pastor Nicole's going to give your email address to Mother Sharon. Mother Sharon's going to contact you. We're going to set up a prayer for your group.
Amen.
Okay? So you're not going through this by yourself. We're going to set up a prayer for your group. So you're not going through this by yourself. And we're going to pray and see what God does. Because I am a witness to God's incredible work. And I'm just a little bitty witness over here on the corner. But I'm telling you, God is super duper woo child. And I'm telling you, I'm a witness to what God can do.
Amen.
And you are not alone. And we are standing with you. And we will fight with you and pray for you and rejoice when God delivers you. Amen. 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 What it was the cancer, and then the, what else was it?
She has overactive bladder.
Overactive bladder. So I want to pray for her. I want to pray for her. Come here, Brenda. I want to pray. Bisa Isio Omiha. Okay. I know her name's not Mary. Cora, stand behind. All right. When you turn 60 and ish, and then you damn, we'll see. Ryan, your hands in my on my shoulders, please. Samia Esibia Atali. What's her name again, Nikki? Valletta. Valletta, la ultrasi, Valletta, in the name of Jesus. Pastor Drea, I need you to anoint our hands. La kista noma, li ultrasi, Valletta. We're praying for you and the other believers. We're probably, Brenda is standing in for you. Ah! Da shoyo! Le kur shami. Yes, yes, hallelujah. And then Cora's hands. And then Ryan. Father, you are the great King and the Lord of Lords. And there is nothing you cannot do. And there's nothing you are unaware of. And you know everything about everything. And there is nothing secret. And there's nothing hidden. God! Nothing. And so Valletta and the other soldiers that are dealing with that defect and all the things that they're dealing with, we're praying for full and absolute healing and deliverance. We're praying that you would lift them up. We're praying that you would make them an example. We're praying that you would move on their behalf. We're praying that you will open doors that have been closed and close doors that the enemy tried to open and remove anything in their atmosphere that is not like you. And if there's any sin, forgive them and remove the sin. If there's anything that does not please you, remove it. Let your perfect will be done. Let your power go forth. Let the prayers of the saints be elevated into the heavens and lifted up onto the throne of God. Help them to understand that you are with them and for them. And if you be with them, who can be against them?
Hallelujah.
The victory is in their hands. The victory, Lord, all you have to do is speak. And it is done.
Amen.
We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm reminded when the man came to Jesus and he said, I know you're a busy man like I am, and I know you got things to do, and you don't have to go to my home, just speak the word.
Mm-hmm.
Just speak the word and it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he got home, he asked his servants, how's my, I forget if it's a boy or girl, how, daughter. Daughter's healed. When did it happen? It happened so and so. He said, that's when I asked the Lord. So all God did was speak. He didn't have to step into the atmosphere. He just had to speak and it's done. God speaks from the throne and it's done.
Yes.
I believe that.
Yes.
I believe that. God speaks from the throne and it's done. Recovery. Send them into recovery. It's done. Send them into healing. It's done. Send them into their blessed hope. It's done. He doesn't have to come down to you. He just speak. He didn't speak to you. He just speak. Okay, I approve. It's done. And that's it.
Yes.
I believe that. That's what I stand on. I believe that. Is there any more, Mama?
Last one. It's a more of a praise report.
Oh, thank God. Is that the same one that was on here? Because there was a couple praise reports on this one, remember?
This is Emmy Lou. Her brother has autism.
Mm-hmm.
He believes that Jesus took all of our sins to the cross.
Yeah.
He has had bad vision since toddlerhood and has asked God to heal him. And he's thrown his glasses away.
Yes.
Now he walks and rides his bike, even though he can barely see, because he's trying to prove that
what?
He trusts God.
Oh, my goodness.
Although the rest of the family is worried that something could happen, he's actually walking around trusting
Amen.
God.
How old is he?
She doesn't say.
Look at that.
Amen.
That's faith.
Yes.
That's faith.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It is amazing what God will do through a child. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how God can let faith flow through and show the rest of us up. Mm. Yeah. See, that in that child's actions, that child says, see, you talk about faith. I'm walking in my faith. Mm-hmm. It's the difference between telling people you got money and then actually going to the bank and pulling some out. Yeah. It's a big difference. You can make everybody think you loaded until the first of the month rolled around. You know, it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it. I mean, I want to thank every person that has supported us and prayed for us and helped us and blessed us and been there for us and are still there for us no matter what happens. You know, they've got more, a 3-week something taking effect sometime, and so we don't know if we're going to be able to have people in the building or not. We don't know nothing. All we know is this, that God is still with us. As long as God allows us, as long as God puts us in position, we will serve. Yeah. And even if you don't hear us live, we are still praying. We are still ministering. We're still believing. And we will not stop until the job is over, and you'll know that when the church is gone. Amen. I want to thank every person. Amen. As if you have a praise report, and I know I missed some, I meant to highlight them so we could read them. I know I missed some of the praise reports from the chat room. Please send them to us so we can announce them to encourage others, because your deliverance encouraged other people to keep believing. Your praise reports help encourage other people to keep going. Amen. We're not bragging. We're just trying to help the body. Amen. So as Brother Lloyd would say, either in the crowd or in the cloud, God's willing, we'll see you next Sunday. Amen. 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 Amen.